So it is our festive edition for December the 18th. I'm joined by Kath and Liz. We're going to have four stories for you now. We're going to do the headlines, and Liz's headlines are...
Council praises Wallace Quarry campaigners after closure notice victory, and Storm Dara tears roof off Stoke-on-Trent Club as repair bill set to top £100,000.
And Kath's headlines are...
Sadness as veterans charity to quit Hanley base, and ex-Staffordshire police officer avoids jail for abhorrent child sex offence.
Okay, and I'm going to leave you to do that. I'll go into the room and wrap some presents. So try not to make noises while Kath's talking, because I'm going to leave your microphone open. So over to Kath, who's going to do the first story.
Sadness as veterans charity to quit Hanley base. A veterans charity is preparing to close its Stoke-on-Trent base. Tri-Services and Veterans Support Centre will close its Hanley base on Wednesday, December the 18th. That's tomorrow. The charity has been based in the old Hanley Post Office on Tontine Street since November 2023. It opened Stoke-on-Trent base after a fundraising appeal stopped the charity being kicked out of its other base on Hassle Street in Newcastle-under-Lyme. The Newcastle-under-Lyme Centre is currently being refurbished and is expected to open on January the 8th. In a social media message to supporters, the charity trustees stated, "We are most saddened to tell you that we are closing the Hanley Centre, and our last day of operation will be the 18th of December. We must emphasise that the decision to close is purely a financial one, and we cannot maintain the £1,000 plus and rising costs to run per month. We will, however, maintain a presence in Hanley so we can still support those in need. We will keep you informed on the outcome. We would also like to express our sincere and heartfelt thanks to Stoke-on-Trent City Centre Business Improvement District, which has given us exceptional help and support. The good news is that our Newcastle Centre is nearing completion of the refurbishment and will be open on 8th of January, where full service will be resumed. We think you will be pleasantly surprised at the changes we have made. As we move forward, we have lots of new and exciting ventures ahead of us for the good and benefit of veterans and their families. Tri-Services and Veterans Support Centre volunteers work with the NHS, Armed Forces Charity, SAFR and other groups such as Veterans UK to ensure veterans receive help, whether it be with health issues, financial issues or basic needs such as food. Over to you, Liz.
Council praises Wallace Quarry campaigners after closure notice victory. Council chiefs have paid tribute to Wallace Quarry campaigners after a closure notice for the landfill site was finally issued. The Environment Agency ordered the closure of the Silverdale landfill after exhausting other enforcement options and seeing continuing problems with smelly gas emissions. Waste deliveries to the landfill have now stopped, and the operator will be required to install new gas infrastructure and permanently cap the site. Cabinet members at Newcastle Borough Council have welcomed the decision and said the long-awaited outcome was largely down to the efforts of local people over the last few years. But Council Leader Simon Tagg told the committee meeting that it was still early days, and the operator Wallace Quarry Limited could appeal against the closure notice. Mr. Tagg said, "I'd like to pay tribute to the community for the hard work they have put in over the last few years. They aren't working for the Environment Agency, they're not councillors, they're not council officers. They've actually had to suspend their lives to fight this, and so well done to them to get to this stage. It's still early days, there's a long way to go. There's an appeal process which the operator could undertake, and it seems from their comments that they are going to do that. But hats off to the community for the work they put in. I'd also like to thank council officers for their commitment and diligence, and that is still going to be ongoing, and members of the council who have stood together across political divides to enable us to fight this stink. Mr. Tagg said that residents should continue to lodge complaints about odour problems to the council and the Environment Agency in order to provide evidence for any potential appeal process. He added that the council would be seeking further legal advice in relation to its action against Wallace Quarry over an alleged breach of an abatement notice following the closure notice. Cabinet member Andy Fears said, "It's a triumph for the community. Those people who stood protesting outside the gates, going up to the offices to protest, must feel that all of that hard work has paid off. But we mustn't let go now. This isn't the end. Hopefully it's the beginning of the end, but we do need to keep the pressure on." Wallace Quarry Limited has said that it will challenge the Environment Agency's decision using all available options. It claims that keeping the landfill open delivers the greatest sustainability for the site and rejects accusations that the site has been managed poorly.
Ex-Staffordshire police officer avoids jail for abhorrent child sex offence. A former Staffordshire police officer has avoided jail for a child sex offence. PC Ryan Clinton was a serving officer when he chatted to someone posing as a 13-year-old girl on a social media platform on December the 4th and 5th in 2023. The 30-year-old was arrested and his mobile phone was seized at his home on December the 5th, 2023. Police said Clinton admitted the offence in an interview and resigned. He went on to plead guilty to attempting to engage in sexual communication with a child. Clinton was sentenced at Stafford Crown Court to a 2-year community service order with 40 community requirement days, 6 months mental health treatment and 100 hours unpaid work. He was also placed on the sex offenders register for 5 years, was given a sexual harm prevention order for 5 years and banned from future law enforcement work. A misconduct hearing held on November the 28th, chaired by Chief Constable Chris Noble, found there was a case to answer for gross misconduct and that Clinton would have been dismissed had he not resigned. He will be placed on the College of Policing barred list, preventing him from working within policing and other law enforcement bodies. Deputy Chief Constable John Roy said, "Clinton's actions were abhorrent and his behaviour is totally at odds with the oath that he took when he became a police officer and what the public rightly expect. Clinton's offending was identified, investigated and acted upon quickly, leading to him pleading guilty at the first opportunity and his conviction at court."
Storm Dara tears roof off Stoke-on-Trent Club as repair bill set to top £100,000. Scenes of carnage unfolded when Storm Dara's high-speed gales destroyed the roof of a popular club in Stoke-on-Trent. Ball Green Working Men's Club fell victim to the gusts at around 1:30 p.m. on Saturday the 7th of December. It saw winds buckle and the metal roof peeled it back like a tin of sardines. As a result, vehicles in the car park also suffered severe damage. The incidents couldn't have come at a worse time, as the club has events planned throughout December, including a pantomime, a stand-up gig and a members-only Christmas party on the 21st of December. These festivities are still scheduled to go ahead, but Club Secretary Chris Chadwick admits things are currently touch and go. Describing his reaction to the dramatic events, he said, "Shocked, absolutely shocked. We were actually in the club when it happened, and we thought we were having an earthquake. It went on for about 5 seconds. All of us in the club looked at each other and went, 'What the hell was that?' The roof blew off on the concert room, then it got blown onto the roof of the main building, which took some tiles off. The ridge tiles fell on a car and caused some serious damage to it. Repairs on the building are already underway, but costs are set to severely hurt the club's pockets. Chris explained, the loss adjuster from the insurance is coming round to have a look at it on Thursday, and it's going to cost a lot of money. It'll be well over £100,000 to repair it. That's what we reckon. The roof has been. The repairs won't be done until January. All the roofer can do at the moment is take off the damaged bits, make it safe, and seal it as best he can. That's because you can't get the materials to actually replace the roof to arrive until early January. That means we can have the functions up and running, but there's that much water up there, we don't know for sure. He's sweeping it all off and getting it sealed, but he can't guarantee 100% that if there's any more rain from now until the new year, it won't seep through. Despite the damages, members are confident that the Ball Green Working Men's Club is not at risk of any permanent closure. Chris said, I am not worried about the future of the club. We've got enough money in the bank at the moment, but this will take a huge chunk out of our funds until we get the payoff from the insurance, which I can't see being before February. Member Leanne Rushton was on a club trip to Liverpool when the incident happened. The flying tiles resulted in serious damage to her brand new car, which may be a complete write-off. She explained, the car was only 6 weeks old, a 74 plate. Picked it up on October the 31st. It cost just under £28,000. It's not been fully written off at the moment, but we're waiting to hear back from the insurance. A roof ridge tile hit the back and it's come straight down through the back window and shattered it. It damaged the boot, dented the roof and damaged the rear lights on the driver's side. Although she feels distraught at the destruction of her car, Leanne doesn't hold any ill will towards the club and hopes the community can rally to support it going forward. She said, it's not the fault of the club. It's storm damage and it's unfortunate for everyone. I'm hoping the insurance can sort my car, but my biggest concern is that the club can get sorted for Saturday. We don't want to let the drama children down and we don't want to let the community down. Support your local working men's club. That's all I can say. It's needed now more than ever.